USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
White House officials say they are confident the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld after an appeals court temporarily blocked it on Saturday. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy telling ABC's This Week the administration is ready to defend the mandate.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
A federal appeals court issuing a temporary stay to the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. Brought by multiple businesses, including the American Family Association, individuals in several states, including Texas, Utah, and Mississippi. The FBI searched the home of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe on Saturday, about a day after the agency executed a search warrant at homes belonging to Veritas Associates. It was carried out as part of an ongoing investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Two lawsuits have been filed after a stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston left eight people dead. One suit names rappers Travis Scott and Drake for, quote, inciting the crowd. Concert promoter Live Nation, also named in the suit, filed on behalf of one of the victims. Another victim is suing Scott as well as the organizers.
Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who have been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes from our New England Bureau. Four astronauts from the U.S., France, and Japan will have to wait a little longer after a six-month journey to the International Space Station. High wind off the Florida coast delaying their return until at least Monday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Gas prices have increased 5 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.49 per gallon. Across the country, drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying the most at $4.77. The lowest is in Houston at $2.98. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the price increases are due to the cost of crude oil and surges in ethanol. U.S. Area's Chris Barnes has some incentives for flight attendants this holiday season.
American Airlines is giving flight attendants who work during the holidays a one-time pay raise to get them to work the holidays. The increased holiday pay coming after some big problems during the Halloween weekend, blamed in part on huge operational challenges. Flight attendants who work Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas through New Year's will get a 150% premium, according to CNN. Those with no absence between November 15th and January 2nd will receive an even higher premium of 300% for the hours they work during that peak holiday period.
Bomb threats evacuating three Ivy League universities, Brown, Cornell, and Columbia University, evacuating part of their campuses on Sunday. Yale University received a bomb threat earlier in the week. It's not known if the threats are related. Georgia still the top team in college football for the fifth straight week, followed by Cincinnati and Alabama. Oklahoma stays at number 4, and Oregon slips past Ohio State to move to number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.